Today's Amud is Chagiga Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, by the words Haklim Mitzarif Mashi Besoicha LeKodesh Avoloi LeTruma. So the next Chumra mentioned by the Mishnah said that if you have a bunch of kachim, let's say a bunch of pieces of meat inside of a basket, inside of a kli, and Tumma touches one of the pieces of meat, even if the other pieces of meat are not touching this piece, the halacha is all the pieces of meat in the basket are considered like one. Memela, when Tumma touches one piece of meat, all the pieces of meat become Tameh. That's a chumrah that we have by kachim that we don't have by truma. If you have a bunch of truma grapes, for example, inside of a basket, inside of a kli, and Tumma touches one of the grapes, so the grapes, at least the ones that are not touching this one, so they do not become Tameh. The Kli is not Mitzarei Fem to be like one. It's only a Chumer that we have by Kachim. So says the Gemara Minani, Mili, what's the Makar that by Kachim we have such a Halacha that the Kli is Mitzarei, everything in the Kli to be considered like one? So the Gemara, at least right now, assumes it's a Din D'Araisa. Rav Chanan says, the Makar is from a Pasuk, Damar Kra. The Torah tells us, Kaf Achas Asar Zahav Malei Ketores, that they had a spoon, it was one spoon, it weighed Asar Zahav, and it was Malei Ketores, it was filled with Ketores by the Karbanes of the Nesiyim. So now, the word Achas is completely extra. Kaf, by definition, is Belashan Yachid. It means one. So Kaf Achas is extra. The word Achas is extra. So we darshan from the word Achas that Akasuv Asa'u L'chol Ma'asha B'Kaf Achas, that the Torah is telling us that all the Ketores that's inside of the spoon, everything, all the Kachim that's inside of the spoon, all the Ketores that's inside of it, it's Achas, it's like one L'inyan Tumah, that if Tumah touches part of it, so everything inside automatically becomes Tameh. So Zakr Rav Chanan, that's the Makar that by Kachim we apply this rule of Koma, that of a Kli Mitzarev Koma Masha B'Saycha, that everything is considered like one. Now Masar Rav Kahana asks, really, you're telling me it's a Din D'Araisa? This idea that Kli Mitzarev Masha B'Saycha L'Kodesh, that's a Din D'Araisa, that by Kachim everything in the Kli is considered like one? I'll prove it to you that there's no Din D'Araisa like this. Says the Braisa. The Braisa says, Ha'isef Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva added, we'll see soon what he added on, but Rabbi Akiva added that there's other things that everything is considered like one. Hasailas, v'haketayras, v'halavayna, v'hagichalim, if you have sailas, if you have flour for a karban mincha, and it's all inside of the kli, vor v'haketayras, you have the ketayras inside of a kli, v'halavayna, the frankincense, v'hagichalim, and the coals, so if you have all of them inside of a kli, each one, if you have a bunch of pieces inside of a kli, says Rabbi Akiva, she'imna if a tful yoim who's considered tummy with regards to kachim, if a tful yoim touches any part of it, the halacha is pasal es kulay. He passels the entire thing. Now, that was Rabbi Akiva was said over. That if you have soilas in a kli, or if you have ketayras in a kli, or if you have levaina in a kli, or gechalim in a kli, a tful yoim come and touches part of it, the halacha is everything is like one, memela, everything becomes tame. Now says Rav Kahana, I'll prove it to you, that v'hadu rabbanan hi, this, that Rabbi Akiva said this, it's all adin the rabbanan. Mimai, and how do I know that? Bidikatani reisha, because look what Rabbi Akiva is coming to add on to. It says in the reisha of that braisa, that hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira was made al eifer chattas, that if you have the ashes of a paraduma inside of a kli, shenaga hatame b'miktsasai, and hatame comes, not a tful yayim, a tful yayim doesn't passel when it comes to the paraduma, like we had on the previous tamud, but says Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira, if you have someone who's mamish tame, he comes and he's naga b'miktsasai, and he touches part of the ashes of the paraduma, the halacha is shatime yaskulai, he's metame all of it. Now that, Rashi points out, is for sure a Dindur Rabbanan. Because even the Makar that we mentioned before, of Kach Achas, Asar Zav, Malei Ketores, that everything's like one, that's a Pasuk that's discussing Kachay Mizbeach, it's discussing Ketores. You would have no Raya from there to Paraduma that everything's considered like one. So there's no Makar that by Paraduma everything should be considered like one. So Avada, when Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira said that if a tummy touches part of the Efer of the Chatos, he's Metame the whole thing, that's a Dindur Rabbanan. The Katani Haisif Rabbi Akiva, Akiva. And we have on that line of Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira, that's where we have that Haysif Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added onto the list, and he said the same halacha applies to Sayulas, to Ketayras, to Levina, and Gechalim. So that means seemingly Rabbi Akiva was also saying just the Din Rabbanan. So Fek Rav Kahana and Rav Chanan, how could you tell me that the Din of Klim Betzayr Masha B'Seichel Kodesh is a Din Daraisa? Learn from Kaf Achas Masar Zahav Malei Ketayras, from Kaf Achas, but we see from this Brisa, it's clear from Rabbi Akiva that even by Kachem Mizbeach, the idea that everything is considered like one, it's only a Din Darabanan. It's part of the things that Rabbi Akiva added to the list of Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira. It's all Dine Darabanan. It's not a Daraisa. So Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish answered for Rav Chanan that no, really it's the Araisa. Really, the idea, the etzem idea that Kli Mitzayr Masha B'Seicha, if you have all of it inside of a Kli Sharis, that's a din de Araisa, that it's all considered like one. But Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Bar Kapara, I'll explain to you what Rabbi Akiva was doing. Like Nitzrecha Ele L'Shiyari Mincha. When Rabbi Akiva added Soiles to the list, when he added flour to the list, the flour of a Mincha, he wasn't referring to the Mincha before you did the Kamitza. Before you do the Kamitza, so then all the flour needs to be inside of that Kli Sharis. You then, the Kayin does the Kamitza, and then the rest of the flour that's left in the bowl, that's called the Shiyari Mincha. It's the leftovers of the Mincha. It goes to the Kehanim, and it no longer needs a Kli Sharis. Says Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara, that Di Araisa, the Din Di Araisa, the Kli Mitzarev, that's only when it's Tzarech L'Kli HaKli Mitzarfei. That's if the things, if the Kachem needs to be inside of the Kli, so then there's a Din that the Kli is Mitzarif everything. That's what Rav Chanan was talking about. That's when the Ketayrus is all like one. That's before the Kamitza. Because being that it needs to be inside of the Kli, so it's all like one. However, She'enai Tzarech L'Kli ain't Kli Mitzarfai. However, midaraisa, if things do not need to be in the Kli, like the Shiari Mincha, which goes to the Kehanim, it no longer needs to be inside of the Kli, it doesn't need to be in the Kli anymore, so things that don't need to have the Kli, so then the halacha is at least midaraisa, the Kli is not mitzarif it to be like one. Va'asu Rabbanan, comes the Rabbanan, like Rabbi Kiva is telling us, comes the Rabbanan, the Gazru, and they made a Gzeira, Din Darabbanan, in a Chanami, this part is a Din Darabbanan, but they made a Gzeira, the Afal Gav, the Ina, that even if the kachem doesn't need to be inside of the kli is still mitzarefe. So again, Rav Kahana asked the kash on Rav Chanan, how could you tell me kli mitzaref is a din d'araisa? But we see from Rabbi Akiva that it's a din d'rabanan. Zak Reish Lakish of Shem Barakapara that there's a din d'araisa and it's also a din d'rabanan. The din d'araisa is only by things that need to be inside the kli. Things that don't need to be inside of the kli, mid'araisa, the kli is not mitzarefe. Comes along Rabbi Akiva and he says, that there are times of Chazami and Gzeira that even when the Kli, even when the Kachim doesn't need to be in the Kli, Chazal still made a Gzeira that Midrabanan, at least Midrabanan, a Kli Mitzarif Masha B'Seichai, that it's all considered like one. Says the Gemara that Tinach Soiles, that Teretz works for Soiles, because we have a case of Soiles that sometimes does not need the Kli. However, Ketayres Ulevaina Mayikalam Emer. But when it comes to the Ketayres, when it comes to the Levaina, you put it into Kli and you use it all up, so it always, anytime you have it in the Kli, it's because it needs to be in the Kli. So Mayikalam Emer. So how are you going to say, what was Rabbi Akiva talking about when he mentioned the Ketayres and the Levaina? How is that ever a Din Darabanan that the Kli is Mitzarfai? That's always going to be a Din Daraisa, but we proved that Rabbi Akiva is talking about a Din Darabanan. So says the Gemara, that's not a problem. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rabbi Baravua. I could tell you that the case of Ketayres, the case of Levaina, technically this would answer all the kashas, is talking about where the person didn't have it inside of a regular kli, he put it into a flat kli. It was a kartavla, a flat piece of hide. Or a kli sharis that's like a kartavla, a kli sharis that's very flat, it doesn't have a teich. So the significance of that is that de'araisa, the din de'araisa, that kli mitzarfoi, that's only if it's yeshle teich, mitzarif. Ein lo teich, ein a mitzarif. It's only if it has a receptacle, if it has a teich, so that's when we say that the kli is mitzarif, everything to be like one. But if there's no teich, so then mid'araisa, at least, mid'araisa, the kli is not mitzarfoi. Va'asu rabbonin v'tiknu da'af al-gav de'ein lo teich mitzarif. And the rabbonin come and they say that no, even though there's no teich, still the kli is mitzarif. That's what Rabbi Akiva was saying. So really the din of kli mitzarfoi could be like Rav Chanan said, it could be it's a din da'araisa. daraisa. From Rabbi Akiva, it's clear that there's some sort of din of kli mitzar for that's the rabbanon. Says the Gemara, that's talking about specific cases where the din of kli mitzar for midaraisa doesn't apply, either because it doesn't need the kli shareis or because it's a flat kli shareis. Whatever the case is, there are instances where the din daraisa of kli mitzar for doesn't apply, and that's what Rabbi Akiva was adding, that even in those cases midarabanan we still say kli mitzar for. But the etzem din of kli mitzar for, like Rav Chanan said, is a din daraisa. Now says the Gemara, pligi the Rav Chanan ad Rav Chiya bar Abba. This the Rav Chanan explains our Mishnah, that the etzem din of kli mitzarfei, masha b'toicha l'kaidash, that's a din da'araisa, that's not like the way Rav Chiya bar Abba understood our Mishnah. The Amr Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that meidusa shal Rabbi Akiva nishnas Mishnah zu. He said over that our Mishnah is gufa based off of the Edus of Rabbi Akiva. Now the Edus of Rabbi Akiva, we already established, is for sure telling us some sort of din derabanan of kli mitzarfei. And Rav Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that our Mishnah is based off of the Edus of Rabbi Akiva. So it's clear that Rav Chiya bar Abba understood that our Mishnah also was a din derabanan. There is no din midaraisa of kli mitzarfei. He doesn't hold of the drasha of kaf achas. Rather, the whole din of kli mitzarfei is only a chumra midarabanan, and our Mishnah was gufa based off of that edus of Rabbi Akiva. Moving on to the next chumra that was mentioned in the Mishnah, we said in the Mishnah that haravi'i b'kodesh pasel, and by truma it's only a shlishi. By truma, so the highest level of tuma that we go up to is a shlishi. A shlishi is pasel, it itself is tame, and it can't be matama other things. Shlishi is the end of the line. Whereas by kachim, a shlishi can make a ravi. A shlishi is considered tame, and the shlishi can make a ravi, and the ravi also now becomes tame, it becomes pasel, it's the end of the line, it itself is tame, and it can't be matama other things. So Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yaisi explained that minayin ravi b'kaidash hu pasel. How do we know by kachim that there's such a thing as a ravi, that a ravi is pasel? By truma, a ravi is completely tar. A shlishi is pasel. How do we know that by kachim even a ravi is pasel? Says the Gemara, v'dinu, says Rabbi Yaisi, that it's a kavachaymer. So the halacha is that let's say you have a zav. A zav becomes taisi. He's tami for 7 days, or he's tami, he needs shivanikim. So he counts a shivanikim, he goes to the mikvah, and he has harav shemesh. So for most areas of halacha, the halacha is that once he has harav shemesh, so now he's allowed to eat truma. It's the first mishnah, the very first mishnah in Shas. Once the kayanim can eat their truma, which is nightfall by harav shemesh, that's when they're considered completely tar. They go to the mikvah, they have harav shemesh. For most areas of halacha, he's now considered completely tar. By kachim, so the halacha by zav, by certain types of tumas where they need to bring a carbon on the following morning, such as a zav, there are certain types of tumas that require a carbon as well. So even after harav shemesh, he still has to bring a carbon the next morning. He's called a mechusar kippurim. Even after he has harav shemesh, he's still called a mechusar kippurim. He's lacking kapara. He still needs to bring a carbon the next morning. Now again, for most areas of halacha, that is completely insignificant with regards to his tuma. With regards to his tuma, he's still considered completely tar. Like we said, he's allowed to eat truma. That's the first mishnah in Shas. He's allowed to eat truma even before he brings his carbon. Like the Gemara explains over there in the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, he's allowed to eat truma even before he brings the carbon. But by kachim is the exception. By kachim, he's not allowed to eat kachim even after harav shemesh. He's not allowed to eat kachim while he's a mechusar kippurim. Until he brings his carbon the next morning, he's not allowed to eat kachim. Only after he brings his carbon, then he's allowed to eat kachim. So says Rabbi Yaisi, we have a kavul chaymer. This mechusar kippurim, he had harav shemesh already. He just didn't yet bring his carbon the next morning. The halacha is that he's allowed to eat truma. That's the halacha. He's allowed to eat truma, like we said, brachas beizam and aleph. Yet the halacha is pasul b'kaidesh. He's not allowed to eat kachim. So you see that kachim is more chamer than truma. Mechusar kippurim is allowed to eat truma, and he's not allowed to eat kachim. So shlishi shepasul b'truma. If we know that a shlishi shlishi is possible when it comes to truma. Truma goes up to the level of a shlishi. So ain So then we should say that kachem is more chamer, and if a shlishi by truma is possible, then it should be considered tameh by kachem, and it should even be able to make a revi. That's our kal v'chaimer. We see from Michus HaKippurim that kachem is more chamer than truma. So if we know that truma goes up to a shlishi, so then kachem should go up to a revi. Now Rashi points out the obvious kasha is that we all know the rule of dayoi, that when you make a kal v'chaimer and you say that if we have a din by something kal, then surely that din should apply to something chamer. The halacha is dayoi lavo min adin liyos kenidai. You can't learn out something more from the davar kal more than the thing itself, which means that if we're saying that if truma has a shlishi, you could say kol shekein kachem has a shlishi. That's the same level. You could say we know kachem is more chamer than truma. So if truma has that chamra, kol shekein kachem has that chamra. You can't say that if truma has a chamra, kol shekein kachem has an even bigger chamra. That you're not allowed to do. That's the rule of dayoi lavo min adin liyos kenidai. Over here, the Gemara seems to be violating the rule of dayoi. The Gemara says we have a kal v'chaimer. We see from Michus HaKippurim that kachem is more chamer than truma. So if by truma there's a shlishi, by kachem there must be a revi. No. If by truma there's a shlishi, by kachem there must also be a shlishi. But you can't learn out more than that. You can't say that if by truma there's a shlishi, so then by kachem there must be a revi. That's violating dayoi. So Rashi says two terutzim really. One is that in a chanami, this whole kavachomer is a kavachomer midrabanan, and really midaraisa, we only have a shlishi by kachem. The other teretz Rashi says is that since in this case, dayoi would really completely undo the entire kavachomer, because the fact that there's a shlishi by kachem, we're going to see in a moment, that we know from the Torah itself, that we learn now from sukkim, that we don't need the kavachomer. So in this case, if we apply dayoi, we're really going to be shutting down the entire kavachomer. Hecha de'ika lemifrach kavachomer. There's a man Amr who says that in such a case you do not apply the rule of dayoi. Since dayoi would be uprooting the entire kavachaymer, we wouldn't have any kavachaymer anymore. So then you don't apply dayoi, and that's how we're able to learn out from the shlishi of truma to a revi by kachim. Now, how do we know that there's such a thing as a shlishi by kachim without this kavachaymer? Says Rashi, that's the hemshach of the Gemara. V'lamanu shlishi lekodesh minat. The fact that there's a shlishi by kachem, that we know already from the psukim themselves, that we know from the Torah, and it's only the revi'i that's where we use this kavachaymer. Shlishi l'kodesh mina taira minayin. What's the makar mina taira? Where do you see it from in the psukim that there's such a concept of a shlishi by kachem? Tchsiv, as the pasuk says, describing kachem, it says v'habasar asher yiga b'chol tameh lo ye'achel. It says the basar kachem which touches anything that's tamei, so you're not allowed to eat it. Now, mi lo yaskinan the naga b'sheni. The Torah L'chayr is even talking about a case where the tamei item in discussion is a sheni. We find that the Torah considers something that's a sheni as a davar tamei. Rashi brings the psukim that a sheni is sometimes called tamei. Now, this pasuk says that if basar touches a sheni, it becomes tamei. The basar kachim, if it touches the tameh, it becomes tameh. The basar itself becomes tameh. The tameh thing it touches, even if it's a sheni. And so the Torah is telling me that there's such a thing as a shlishi by kachim. V'kamer achmana lo ye'achel. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat it. So that's the makar, that there's such a thing as a shlishi. So lehedyin, the Torah, we see that by kachim there's at least such a thing called a shlishi. Revi'i mikavachimer, but the revi'i that we learn out from a kavachimer is hadamaran, is the kavachimer we just made, that we learn out from truma, that if by truma we go up to a shlishi, so then by kachem for sure we go up to a revi.